yourself and you say, this is a dangerous place.
I nearly fell and broke my ankle.
If someone is waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him and he calls to you, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, I'll be with you in
a minute.
You know you're on the right road, but aren't sure of the distance. You ask somebody, how
far is it to the next town?
If you are pointing out something nearby, you say,
there it is, right there.
If you want to know how many times you say, what? You want to know how many times. So you ask somebody, how do you go to town?
Well, what bus do you catch to go to town?
How many times?
Well, about four times or three times.
All right, he told you he went four or three times, so he told you how
often the bus went to town, or how often he went to town.
All right. You agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy. You agree with him now, and so you say, well,
I'm not going to vote for him either. Don't have no reason for not just going following the other stuff.
This part of your head
is known as your forehead.
You go to the barber and have him cut your
hair.
All right, and if you haven't shaved in a week or so, he'll probably shave your
beard and charge you some more money.
Where did the old town storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it?
Behind his ear.
Which ear?
The right ear. Because that's where he had to take it from his hand with his hand. Unless he was left-handed.
And if he was left-handed, then he probably kept
it on the left ear.
If someone's mumbling, you say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth so you can talk clear.
He's got a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
And you wear a tie around your
neck.
You have the dentist look at your
teeth.
All right, and if he needs to feel one, you say he needs to feel that
tooth.
The flesh around your teeth.
The gum.
You could hold that baby bird in the
palm of your hand.
He got mad and doubled up both
his fists as to fight you.
Any place where you could bend your finger or your hand or your arm or your knee.
Mm-hmm. Is your joint.
The upper part of the body is the
chair.
All right, and this part, you say he's got broad
shoulders.
They measure the height of a horse in
hands.
You have a left and a right.
Yeah, hand.
The pain ran from his heel all the way up his his heel.
Up to his knee.
Up his what?
Leg.
Alright, at the end of your leg is your
foot.
And you have two.
You have 2 feet.
I stumble over a box in the dark and bruise my
shin.
Back part is bad. Especially midway between the knee and the buttocks.
That's your thigh.
Okay. And if somebody's squatting down, you say he's
stooping.
Squatting down on your
hunkle.